We now return to the show with Ted Ramey live from Super Bowl 50's Radio Row on your home for Super Bowl 50, KNBR 1050.
Welcome back to the show. Again, you heard the man. I am Ted Ramey, and we are broadcasting live from Radio Row here at Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco from the Moscone Center. And I am now joined, sitting in front of me, by Jeremy Kraft of Hunt Auctions. He is in charge of acquisitions and authentication. And as Jeremy sat down next to us, he's pulling goodies out of his bag. He puts down a legitimate Johnny Unitas helmet, which sometimes I look at this stuff and I think, oh, cool, and I appreciate it. But there's a bit of reverence going on, right? I mean, even producer James saw that. We both kind of, our eyes went wide. So, Jeremy, thank you for joining us today. Please tell us and the people what's going on.
Well, thanks for having us on. So we work with the NFL each year at the Super Bowl to put on a live auction. And included in that is a good deal of material that comes directly from the NFL, sold to benefit their various charities, Salute to Service, Breast Cancer Awareness. And there's other things that are included, too. And as you mentioned, one of the highlights this year, Johnny Unitas, and it's pretty cool to sit here and hold this and think that, you know, this is what we're looking at.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny just because you don't really think about these people's helmets and their different, different aspects of clothing and uniforms until they're right in front of you. And then when they are right in front of you, you look at that, you can see the sweat stains, you can see the wear marks, you can see the scratches, you can see the marks. And, you know, this has been through football wars. This is a piece of history.
And the interesting part, too, is you look at the helmets they wear nowadays and the way they're engineered, the padding, I mean, designed to protect.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can look inside this and see a bunch of canvas straps and a little piece of rubber in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing.
And what's one of the pieces that you've worked with before in acquisition and authentication where you kind of had that moment where you said, wow, this is one that people are going to react to, or one that you had a visceral reaction to?
You know, last year's auction, we had come in right at the last second, didn't even make the catalog, right before we landed up heading out to the event. Somebody sent in a Johnny Unitas game jersey that he had gotten with his father in the locker room back during Unitas' playing days. And there's certain things you look at it and it's cool. And then there's certain things you look at it and you're like, my gosh, you know, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. And he certainly is one of those guys that always brings out that kind of emotion in people. But interestingly, I did bring with me a piece from one of your hometown guys, a Jerry Rice jersey, and it's pretty cool. We can trace this right to a particular game, November 22nd, 1993, Monday night game versus the Saints, and actually there are pictures that we were able to find of Rice diving into the end zone in his usual fashion, making a catch, and it's pretty cool. You see something like this, different value levels, different eras, but still brings up the same kind of emotions.
Yeah, and I like you also brought, Jeremy, you brought a kicker's ball from Super Bowl 49, and I grabbed it, and the first thing I did, and I said, well, it feels like it's properly inflated. But obviously they do pump the hell out of the ones for the kickers.
I have no comment on that one. But piece like this, though, this is coming directly from the NFL through their authentication program. Mm-hmm. And again, sold to benefit their charities. And we're very privileged to work with the league and happy to be able to bring these things to collectors and be able to help them raise money for these great causes.
And if people who are listening right now, if they want to get involved, if they potentially want to look at an auction or look at any of these pieces or just try and get online just to look at the various things we're talking about, how do they go about doing that?
So there's a couple different ways. Everything is up on our website, which is huntauctions.com. And I would also say to your listeners, beyond just checking out what's in this auction, one of the things that we like to do whenever we're in the different towns and traveling around is point out that if people have something and they want to know, what is this? Is it real? What's it worth? How do I best protect it, you know, to keep it safe for future generations? They can find contact info, and they're certainly welcome to reach out, send an email. And again, that can all be found on huntauctions.com. And I would more than certainly encourage everyone to come check out the NFL experience going on at the Moscone Center. It's a great event, not just for seeing this stuff, but there's lots and lots of things for the kids to do, lots of family fun, and just if you're a football fan, there's no better place to be right now.
I would have to imagine you, Jeremy, are a pretty big football fan.
That I am.
Can I ask who your team is?
Well, I'm a native New Yorker.
Okay.
So. I kind of split between the Giants and the Jets, which is very odd for a native New Yorker. Usually they've got some kind of allegiance, but I had dueling parents growing up, so you know I landed up loving them both.
Hey man, more good football to pay attention to.
That is true.
Now this auction is going on live for the Super Bowl live auction. That's on February 5th and 6th.
Again, the live sale itself will take place on the 5th and 6th. We are set up, and bidding has been going on online through our website. We are set up with all the material. We have about 900 lots, and that can all be viewed in our booth down at the experience. But yes, the live sale itself will pick up on the 5th and 6th.
Very cool, very cool. Again, we are talking to Jeremy Kraft right now of Hunt Auctions. He is in charge of acquisitions and authentication. Is there like a white whale in the football world? Is there like a piece of memorabilia that people have been looking for and unable to find?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that question. Every collector sort of has their own white whale, mm-hmm. and that can range anywhere from a Johnny Unitas jersey from the 60s to a kickoff football that was used in last year's Super Bowl. When you have a dedicated fan base and a short season like football does, and it really produces voracious fans on every level, mm-hmm. and everyone's always kind of looking for their own white whale.
Yeah.
If I had to you know, pick, let's say, one area, it would probably be the older game jerseys.
Yeah.
You're talking about a different era. You know, these guys might switch out shirts every two games at this point. Back then, they would use these things for seasons. I mean, you could see even this Johnny Unitas helmet that I've got sitting in front of me. This is interesting. And you're talking about Johnny Unitas. I mean, it just doesn't get any bigger. And I don't know if you guys can see it, but inside back there are a bunch of numbers.
Oh, yeah.
In. So those are all reconditioning marks. So you're talking about a helmet that got used by the Colts, sent back to Rydell probably two or three times. I mean, they got their wear out of these things.
Yeah, that is just awesome.
But what it does is it leaves things like this particularly rare, and they're always generate the most interest for that reason.
Awesome. Well, again, this is Jeremy Kraft talking to us from Hunt Auctions. He's in charge of acquisition and authentication. Now, what's the website again that people can go to?
It's huntauctions.com.
Okay, and we're just about to wrap it up, but I've got to bring Joe over here to do an update, but I want to make sure he does not damage the memorabilia that's sitting right here in the chair, so I had to make sure we were all aware of what was going on. We have to move
it's a helmet, right?
But Jeremy, thank you so much for your
time.
Sure
thing. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.